The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
WA is one of the luckiest places in the world. We can say that not a single person has died from COVID this year. That would be almost unimaginable in so many countries right now. But while the pandemic has spared WA, there's something else that has taken a deadly toll on our community. Road deaths have been a shocking scourge on this state in 2021, and it's back in the news today after the deaths of 15 and 16-year-old boys in the southwest on Saturday. Buckley Spicer and Luke Hopkins were killed when the Ford Falcon they were in left Doyle Road near Busselton and ploughed into a tree. The seven kids who were in the car were on their way to a party. Two of them were in the sedan's boot. Buckley and Luke now become the 49th and 50th people to die on WA roads this year. That averages out to about one death every 2 days. Just have a think about that. The cost of these tragedies on families, on communities, can last for years. So what can we do about it? The data shows 17 to 19-year-olds are overrepresented in road crash statistics, and it seems to be getting worse. Last year, twice as many teenagers were killed on WA roads than in 2019. Now, there's no shortage of driver safety education for kids these days, but we must figure out why the message simply isn't getting through. The state government kept us safe from COVID. Now it has to make it a priority to work with the Road Safety Commission and the WA Police to stop deaths on our roads.